Hello, it's Nikki here, and I want to wish you a warm welcome to the Mummy Fit Time podcast. This episode is proudly brought to you by the Mummy Fit Time Community Group, a free support group on Facebook for like-minded mums who are seeking advice, tips, and inspiration for their health and fitness journey. I welcome all mums to join the free community, and I have provided a link to the group in the show notes for you to follow so that you can join in with all the fun and make a head start on your health and fitness. Today's guest is Kel from Kelly Tate Life Coaching. This is going to be a great episode as we plan to dive down a little deeper into accountability, what that is and why it is so important for achieving your health and fitness goals. We will also discuss the value of looking after yourself and how to address barriers that might pop up when you are on the goal achieving path. Kel is a mum of three and a stepmum of three and is the founder of Kelly Tate Life Coaching. She found her calling as a health and life coach while she was pregnant with her now 2.5-year-old son, while she was experiencing some health issues of her own. She loves expanding her knowledge in health and life to not only better her own life journey, but to support others in living a healthy life of their own. So it was a natural progression to become a health and life coach. Kel is currently completing her CBT Practitioner Certificate and NLP Practitioner Certificate while still coaching and being a mum to a very busy household. Kel's passion lies in recognising and acknowledging people's barriers in life and teaching them how to break those barriers without overwhelm so that they can achieve their health and life goals and live the life they desire. Sounds pretty special. So let's get started with our chat to Kel. Okay. Hi, Kel. Welcome to today's podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Pleasure. I am very excited to have you on the podcast because, you and I have known each other for more than I wish to mention in terms of years. We've known each other since school, but yeah. We work in very similar fields in terms of you're a health coach and a life coach, and I work with mums in regards to their health and fitness. So I thought it would be really awesome to get some insights from you today and have a chat to you today about what it is that you're doing and how, what information you can share with mums to help them move forward on their health and fitness, in particular around their mental health as well, because I think that's a very important component of health that is often forgotten.
Yeah, sure is. Yeah.
So I'm going to start. Sure. Sorry, you go.
No, I just said, yep, it sure is. Sorry.
It is. All right. Well, I'm going to get started by asking you the first question, which is, can you share a little bit about you and how Kelly Tate Life Coaching came about?
Yeah, sure. So obviously I'm Kel. I'm a mum of three children and I also have three stepchildren as well, which two live with us full time. So it's a pretty busy household.
Sure would be.
I have lots of hobbies to the point that my partner screams at me all the time because I just am doing something different every time. I'm someone that I love to learn. I hate school, but I love learning. So, I learn from other people as well as my own experiences.
I think that's a huge thing, isn't it, learning from other people as well as your own experiences. I know that's something I certainly do myself.
Yeah, and I think that's where I love having my clients because they help me learn a lot more as well. Like, it's not just them learning stuff, it's me as well. So I love it. I really love it.
Yeah.
How life coaching came about. Well, it's probably a very boring story. I was more interested in doing some nutrition course. Mm-hmm. I put a little, I guess, post out there to people asking them, what nutrition courses they recommend if they've done any. And people like you, Nikki, came forward and said, what about health coaching?
Yeah.
And I didn't really know what any of that was about until I looked into it and saw that the company I went through to do my course actually gave a lot of nutrition stuff out, whereas a few others weren't based around nutrition. Mm. So I took that on. And then they offered me the life coaching part of the course. And I think when I sat there and thought about it, I help a lot of my friends and family out. Like, a lot of people come to me for advice and support all the time. And when I spoke to my partner about it, he goes, you should be a life coach. So I guess that was my little calling, I guess.
Oh, nice. So what does a life coach actually entail?
So what we do is, I guess it's more about support and accountability. So it's sort of like a personal trainer as well, but we don't give exercise routines out. So just short and sweet. We're there to support people to, I guess, achieve their goals that they want to achieve, because there's people out there that have these goals that, yes, it's okay to have them, but they don't actually know what path to go to even achieve them. Like, they'll start and they have those barriers, and then they sort of bounce back and go, yeah, I can't do it, it's too hard. So I guess what I do is I help them break those barriers, whether they're actual physical, mental, or emotional, because they can be all, or they can be one or two. And that's what we do. That's how I see it. It's helping and supporting them know that they can actually do it. It's really not that hard, and it's not scary. They can actually do it, but we're just there for that support.
That's really, I really love that, I guess, about the life coaching aspect of helping others to achieve their goals and keeping the accountability there. Because as a personal trainer, that's something that I find a lot is women that I work with have these goals of what they're wanting to achieve in terms of their health and their fitness, but just do not see a way towards achieving that. And it really can be quite a process. It's not just a matter of going, okay, this is my goal. You kind of need a plan in place, don't you, towards achieving that goal?
You really do, and that's what that's what I do with my clients. We actually create their pathway, which is their plan. I like saying a pathway because it's like stepping stones. And I take them through like a little process where we step on each stone, and I actually do it with them. I'm there holding their hand pretty much the whole way, and just to show them that it's actually okay, and it's actually okay to, just jump those little hurdles, and it's not that bad. It's actually quite easy.
So that's real. I guess let's just take that back to accountability, because I think that's a really good point there in terms of helping. Let's take this on a health and fitness perspective angle. So accountability with achieving your health and fitness goals. What information or insights do you have around accountability, and why is that so important?
I feel it's important because there's, like, if we think about it, even though I'm a life coach, I need accountability all the time. I'm not joking. I need my partner there just to tell me, like, I will just say go with something that I'm doing for my course, or like not for my course, for my programs. And I need his accountability to prove, like, to show that yes, I'm on the right track. Yes, it's okay. So it's like, it to me, you need it. If you don't have people around you supporting you, then you don't really have that accountability to sit there and bounce. It's really hard to sort of explain in my head. I've got so many things going on that I wanted to say, but it could be a 5-hour conversation. It really is important. I think everyone needs that accountability with someone, because one, it actually helps you with your confidence. It helps you with your mental state. Because if you don't have someone there giving you that, or helping you with your accountability, giving you that accountability, you end up feeling alone. And then you fall back into the tracks again, and you don't need that. Like, it's not good for you. It's not healthy.
You just touched on, you said you end up feeling alone, and I think that that's really important in terms of exactly what we're talking about here, accountability and things. In that, generally, to achieve your goals, or for people that are generally successful, is they're not doing this alone. They're doing it with a whole
No.
team of people that are there supporting them in achieving their individual goals.
That's it. That's it. And some people get a bit scared about it. If they hear accountability, they're like, I don't want other people knowing. But when you get a bit of boost of confidence from those other people, it's awesome, because you go, you know what, I'm not alone. There's other people going through similar things. They may not be exactly the same, but they are very similar. And that's when you sit there and go, oh, okay, I'm only human. I never understood accountability when I was younger, but now I'm like, yeah, give it to me. I'll tell, if I'm doing a weight loss thing or something, I'll tell everyone and anyone, because I know deep down they'll go, what happened to you? They won't be me, but they'll go, what happened? And I'll go, yeah, that's right. I told you about that. I got to get back on track.
That's a really good point, because yeah, a lot of people try to achieve, particularly when it comes to health and fitness, and particularly when it's around weight loss or whatever it might be, they're so scared of people, I guess, dragging them down. Like in Australia, we've got that whole tall poppy syndrome. And fear of being judged for you wanting these big goals and striving towards these big goals. But if you are surrounding yourself with the right people, then you are getting that support towards achieving those goals.
Exactly.
It sort of takes that fear away, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really, really does.
Yeah.
Like we really do need that support and accountability from anyone and everyone, but mainly people that they know that they're going to get that support from as well.
So who would you recommend if someone was in a position of having, say, a health and fitness goal or whatever life goal it might be, and they're looking at getting accountability? How do you go about getting accountability? I mean, there's coaches like us. What else?
Yeah, but there's also, like, you think of social media, like everyone's pretty much on Facebook. Mm-hmm. one spot is you join certain groups. So you actually join groups with like-minded people, and yes, it takes a little step to go out there and tell your little story, but if you can tell that story to someone, whether it is on social media or whether you say go to the local PCYC center, you can get it. I think it is a bit hard for people to look for it, because they get a bit scared, because they are scared of judgment. But I think, with, like I said, everyone sort of hides behind technology nowadays. Mm. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, join those groups, but speak out. Just say, hey, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
I am wanting to do this. This is my health goal, blah, blah. And you'll actually see a flood of people come in and go, well done, you know. And And you'll always have them there. And then it boosts your little bit of confidence then to just keep going and just tell them your story every few weeks or days or whatever. I think that's a really good starting point, because, like I said, everyone's behind technology nowadays.
Yeah. So may as well use it to our advantage.
Yeah. And, you know, there's some really good groups out there. Mm. They really are. And you don't have to know those people.
Yeah.
But it's good to know that there's people out there that don't know you that are there by your side, because they know exactly what it feels like. And once you step out of that comfort zone, you're there.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, I'm going to go in a different direction now, because I'll let everyone know that I train Kelly. So I'm her online personal trainer. So I'm her accountability person. But you're in a position right now, Kel, where you can't exercise because you're out due to injury at the moment. So when a lady or whoever is listening to this podcast, if you're in a position where you are unable to exercise, do you have some tips towards how people can progress through towards achieving their goals when one element of trying to achieve those goals is out and they can't do that element?
So there's one thing that I always tell myself. I will admit I am a bit hard on myself, and I don't expect everyone else to be like that, because everyone's different. But I am someone where I'm like, you know what? If a barrier or an obstacle pop up, do not let that barrier win. Do not let it beat you. Yeah. I treat it like a little challenge that I need to conquer, because I feel that if I stop there at that barrier, then I will look, say, a couple of months down the track and I'll go, why the F did I do that? I feel like shit. Sorry, I shouldn't swear. But
no, go for it.
And I will regret it. But some people, like, I don't like the word failure, but a few of my clients have said, I'm a failure. And I'm like, stop saying that, you're not.
Mm.
You just need to learn how to break those barriers. And it is, it's breaking those barriers.
Yeah.
And it's, and once you do it, you actually sit there and look at it and go, that was really easy. Yeah, that actually wasn't as bad as what I thought.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, you go.
Oh, I was going to say, so in terms of, I guess, the position that you're in right now where you've got your health and fitness goals, but you're unable to exercise at the moment, you're just sort of approaching it like, well, that's one element that I can't do, but there's this element, and this element that I can do towards achieving my goals. So I'm not going to let one stand in my way.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Like that should not be one thing that's going to stop you.
Mm.
And there's other avenues to go down. Like, yes, you know, people are going to sit there and go, oh, she's going to talk about food, but diet is a massive percentage of getting to your weight loss goal if you're wanting to lose weight.
Yep.
And two, the second one is your mindset. If your mindset is not in check, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And those two work so well together.
They do. They're absolutely. Yeah. It actually blows my mind the amount of how mindset actually benefits your entire body and its function.
Yes.
So that's going to take me to my next question that I wanted to ask you. Because you recently ran a 7 days of self-care program. And as a mum yourself, do you have any tips that you might be able to share with any mums that are listening to ensure that they're actually looking after themselves as well as their children? Because mums tend to prioritize their children. And I'm sure that you're on board with my philosophy there that self-care is not necessarily a bath with a glass of champagne. So
no.
What do you recommend there?
All right. So at the start, like what I talk to my clients about when it comes to this, and I said it in my self-care, 7 day self-care, is about being more self-aware. Okay, so whether you wake up in the morning, you go, how are you? How are you feeling physically, mentally, and emotionally? And yes, we're going to sit there and go, oh my God, I'm so tired. My kid didn't sleep last night, because yes, that is me.
Yeah.
But that's an unbalance. Okay, so when we're feeling unbalanced, we need to actually stop. And you know what? If you're vacuuming and you're like, okay, screw this, stop, put that vacuum down, because it would be done any other day.
Mm.
So my thing is with my self-care, and what I do is I do something fun that I want to do, but I still think, like, being having a toddler at home, I need to still incorporate him into it. And I understand there's a lot of people, a lot of mums out there, that are quite, they don't have enough time to do some stuff for themselves. Like, I've had a few talks with a few people and they go, I don't have time.
Mm.
Yes, we do have time, but it's how we're going to manage that time. So if you're vacuuming the house, do you know what you do? Just put some music on, some real upbeat music, and just get in there, put that vacuum down, or dance with the vacuum if you really want to.
Yeah.
And just have fun, because seeing a smile on your kid's face actually changes your emotions and your mental state. So that will bring you back up. So me, for instance, okay, I've got two teenagers. One of them thinks she can dance better than me, all because of Nikki.
I used to teach her to dance.
We have dance-offs. But that's, and do you know what? And then in the end, I swear I can clean the rest of the house in a better state than what I am in.
Yeah.
It's taking that, and it, like, everyone keeps kind of going, oh, yeah, look after yourself, eat nutritiously, sleep. Okay, sleep, yes, not many mums can sleep. But do you know what? I'm not going to go into it. I think you've got to do something fun, whether it's on your own, go out and do something on your own, or if you have kids, and I understand that, do something with the kids.
Yeah.
Just get your Lego and just chuck it everywhere. Yes, I know you got to clean it, but when you see how excited they are doing it, and you sit there going, you know what, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
You do something
fun. That's gold. That piece of advice is gold, because it is something that I think a lot of people don't think of. They're so busy seeing the pile of dishes and the vacuuming and the washing that needs to be put away and all the jobs that need to be done. Plus, they're in their mind, they're juggling a thousand other things, like, I've got to exercise today, I've got a meal plan or whatever. But if that, just seeing your child smile changes your mindset and calms you down and gets you out of that moment of overwhelm, that's gold.
Yeah, it's like a smile. You know how they say if you smile to someone on the street and they smile back, it's like a domino effect.
Mm.
And that's what it is. Like, really, you can make your kids or your child sit there and smile and laugh just by having a little bit of fun, whether it's 5 minutes or even half an hour.
Yeah.
You know, it bounces back and you feel good. And you can actually sit there and go, listen, that vacuuming can leave it until a bit later. Or it's not to me. I know this is wrong. But I always say, if it's not life-threatening, don't worry about it.
I don't think that's wrong.
Some people, they laugh at when I say that. Like, I do it to myself about exercise. I'm like, if your barrier is not life-threatening, don't worry about it. Just kick on through. I'm doing for everything.
No, I think that's a good one to keep in mind, though, because we do get caught up sometimes in the, I must do this and this and this and this and this. But is it life-threatening? Is it something that absolutely has to be done in that moment?
Yeah.
99% of the time, probably not.
No. And if, like, you think about it, when we're working in offices and stuff, we have to write a priority list down.
Mm.
Yeah. Do that. If that helps, do that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you just sit there and go, well, no, you know, that can wait a little bit longer. Or, you know, you just take that couple of minutes and do something. And it, like I said, it doesn't even have to be half an hour, an hour. It could be 5 minutes.
Hmm. I think that's key too, is that it doesn't need to be half hour or an hour.
No.
Yeah, five minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, whatever, any little bit of time that you can find.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Kel. That's been really insightful. I've learned a lot from just having this conversation today, which is lovely. But any of the listeners that are listening, how can they find you?
Oh, okay. So they can find me on my Facebook page, which is Kelly Tate Life Coaching, or they can email me if they would like to. It's KellyTateHealthCoach@gmail.com.
Great.
And I also have a website, which is KellyTateLifeCoaching.com.
Perfect. Excellent. I will pop those links into the show notes for anyone that is wanting to look up Kelly and have a further chat with her.
Wait.
All right.
I'd love to hear from you.
Yay. Well, thank you again. Thanks so much for appearing on today's podcast.
No, thank you very much. This has actually been quite fun.
Oh, I'm glad. And we have managed to juggle it around children. So Kelly is halfway through traveling to a different town at the moment. So she's, stopped while her kids have lunch. She's doing this podcast. So that's all that mum juggled there.
Got to do all anything. Right.
Thanks so much, Kel.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mummy Fit Time podcast. I would absolutely love it if you could help me share this message with more people. And you can do that by clicking a rating on this podcast episode. The more ratings I get, the more I am able to share this message with more people, more mums just like you. If you would like to find out more about Mummy Fit Time, feel free to pop over to my website. It's www.mummyfittime. That's spelt mummefittime.com.au. Catch you next time on the podcast.